Go ahead, shoot. I'm ready.
Yeah, so when you are on channel 33, which is a sweet and sour channel, do you find that after you QSO on that particular frequency, you have to wipe your radio with wipes because it's too sticky?
No, negative, and also you're not authorized to know that and access that information. You have to be a part of the club, which you're not. So, sorry. You're just gonna have to pound brass or whatever they mean by CW. I don't know.
Channel what? Did he say pound ass?
Brass. I don't swear on the air. That's highly illegal.
I'm 64 years old. I could barely get through pink Viagra. My nipples get sore.
Mir, I can fix that problem for you.
Hey, you want to see this sort of shenanigans for the late night chat, please?
I can pick a type of problem for you.
Hey, Rox, I bet he's just intense and rigged 34 of the communication code there, trying to figure a way to really screw me up here.
Very interesting.
Victor Echo 7, ROX, Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango X-ray.
Oh, now you're in trouble, Rox.
Yep. We've been talking on here for the last hour, Simplex on 694, due to the repeater being absent.
Do we know the cause, Jim?
Do we know the cars?
Cause.
I do. They sing a song called Heart City.
Oh, the cause. The reason. Why? The repeater was observing radio silence, like off the air. Well, we managed quite nicely talking Simplex on here. We have been for the, last hour and a half, but it's come back to life.
Okay, that's great. No, it's just that VE7BRD just haven't started.
So, welcome to Amateur Radio, V7BRD.
No, that's Alan Jameson. He's dead now. He's
BRD. A bird is the word.
Not like RIP, is it?
No, it's just celebration of life right now, so...
I finally got the tools away, Rox. We are ready for tomorrow.
Ready to rock and roll. I shall be scanning any one of a number of frequencies, seeing who I can establish contact with, and so on and so on. Should be real interesting.
Well, if I wasn't lazy, I'd go in my 4x4, grab the battery out of it. I do have a Mirage M 10 in 170 out, but I think 75 is fine.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to handle it. Mirage. I had a power amp, 220 watts capability. Was not a Mirage, though. It was RF Concepts.
Oh, both of them make nice amplifiers.
Boost that signal. Get a few more decibels out there. So, the TGIF net.
I'm not starting one. I'm busy trying to make a Chinese radio. I've cut up some spare ribs. I've got some black bean sauce and stuff, and I'm making steamed garlic spare ribs with ginger. I'm going to stick on channel 35.
Ooh, mouth watering. Yeah, cooking dinner and running a net at the same time. Multitasking. It's like walking and talking and chewing gum all at the same time and not stepping on the cracks on the sidewalk all at once.
I got a bit, Rox. I was really tempted to go downstairs, and I need one element, which I have to make, one broken element, but I was so tempted. Oh, one element missing on 13B2. Who cares? But it's too long. It's too long. That's a Parks on the Air type of intent.
The temptation to go downstairs and make things different than what they are. But you got to get the motivation. Ah, there's a voice we haven't heard during the repeater's off-air time.
Now, Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf, act monitoring mobile.
Booming in like a ton of bricks. Almost fell out of my chair.
Oh, sorry. Get out the bubble wrap.
Loud and clear. Full quieting. Yeah, you are getting out. You're putting yourself on the map.
Pretty good for getting downtown Duncan and closed in by lots of hills. No buildings, though, just tiny houses. And I was going to switch over, but maybe I'll stay here.
Places to go, things to do. I checked you on the input. Yeah, you're jumping up around an S4, S5, S6, thereabouts. Mobile flutter, but on the repeater, you're absolutely solid, like a fixed base station.
Oh, nice. I'm running through the node now. You know where that is. Coming out on RPT, see a good signal, so it's looking good.
Ooh, the node. I think I know the one you're talking about. Not IRLP, though. All-Star Network.
Roger on the All-Star. I'm a star on an All-Star.
I hear crap on the input, so he's somewhere. How can you hear a 4 or 5 if he's on All-Star?
He's doing something completely different. As opposed to Echolink.
Wow, nice and sunny out down here for a moment.
She's blazing down here, too. The sun. Making for blue skies with some fluffy clouds.
Yes, lots of fluffy clouds. Oh, I almost was tongue-tied there. 11 degrees Celsius. And I'm on the road again. Headed home with the product.
Willie Nelson sang a song, something to that effect. On the road again, mobile.
Yep, I'll be passing by this node in about, I don't know, maybe 3 minutes.
passing by. If I was mobile, you'd have to be watching for rocks on the road.
Around here, it's just deer. Oh, dear.
Oh, scary. Yep. Well, the repeater being knocked off for a brief period made for some interesting conversations.
Yeah, a lot of the conversations that I heard, it was just you and Chris. I couldn't hear all the little people out there in that area. I couldn't hear any of them.
Merlin was talking to a handheld in Surrey, assuming he was using a rubber duck. That's a pretty good catch. I heard him just barely above the noise floor. And then there was another station booming in from South Surrey, 60 over 9, but he was on the repeater input. And anybody on 694, of course, would not have heard him, but I did.
Who are these little people you speak of?
Yes, I was listening to both input and output.
Let's not get personal here, but power to the Chinese soy sauce. I like it if it's a good quality.
Those little people were gremlins.
Oh, there's the node right there. Nice antenna.
Hey, Mike and Janine.
Hey, Mike and Janine. Just drove by. Hello, goodbye.
I have to go over into the island and check out this and see Tango Golf Mobile on the APRS. I better see this. See where you are and check your speed.
Why would you want to come over here, did you say? I don't use the APRS because I don't want anybody to know where I live. I'd forget to turn it off. Maybe in the driveway.
I try to advertise that stuff, but nobody seems to come and visit.
Well, if we ever come over there, we'll come visit. Yeah.
Did you hear that, Ocean Rain? I have friends on here, okay? Victor August 7, you're from Juliet, Mike.
Listen, I'm trying to copy your radio. I'm busy stir-frying in a wok, okay?
Oh, dear. Ooh, raptors. Two places that I've never actually been. There's a sign on Herd Road between the highway and Osborne, and it says Raptors, with a big picture of an eagle. Never been in there. And I've never been on the train that's at the corner of Trans-Canada Highway and Drinkwater. Has a train in there.
Places we've never been.
Huh? Never been. See it? Hear it? Know somebody that works there, but I've never, ever been in there. Oh, where else have I never been? Oh, I've never been to Salt Spring Island. Ha!
To see your neighborhood from a tourist's point of view. Tourist attractions.
I've been living across that island for 19 years, and I haven't been there yet. So hopefully this summer that'll change.
Yeah, I can't say that I've ever been either. I know the ferry terminal, I think, is at a place called Fulford Harbor. And I know a few things about Salt Spring, but can't say as I've ever been there. It has not graced my presence.
Yeah, Fulford, the Fulford ferry area, that's the southern part of Salt Spring. Vesuvius is the northern side. That's the side we can see from our deck. Croft in one side, Vesuvius on the next.
Oh, we know our geography. What islands have I been to? Oh, Gabriola. I've been to that island.
Yeah, Gabriola, that's where Charlie Lima lives. I've been to Gabriola, I've been to, what's that, starts with an S, Saturna, yeah, I've been to Saturna, Main Island, Galliano, been there, lots.
Yeah, I think there's a repeater on Saturna, the one on 146.6.